So when we talk about public benefit programs, they really all break down into two types, means-tested and non-means-tested. When we talk about means-tested programs, means are defined as income and resources. Tested means do the assets that the individual owns, do they exceed the statutory minimums? So it's either a means-tested program where the government's looking very closely at the asset and income level of the beneficiary, or it's a non-means-tested program where the assets of the beneficiary are not counted at all. So there are some situations even where a very wealthy person could be eligible for a non-means-tested governmental benefit program. So first, let's talk about the non-means-tested governmental benefits. The first two that come to mind are the Social Security Disability Insurance Income Benefits. Now, these are especially important. They are non-means-tested programs, and you become eligible by looking at the work history of the applicant and the fact that they are permanently disabled. So the amount of cash benefit that they receive is going to be linked to how much the worker paid into the Social Security system before they were disabled. Remembering that Social Security Disability Insurance Income is only for qualified individuals who become disabled before the age of 65. They have to have earned the appropriate number of credits during their work time history, and they must meet the disability criteria that they are permanently and totally disabled. Remembering this is a non-means tested benefit. What's important about SSDI, or Social Security Disability Insurance Income, is that it links the beneficiary up to Medicare, which is also a non-means-tested benefit. It's really basically a federal health insurance program. It's based on traditional Medicare, is based on an 80-20 plan. It's eligible for individuals who've turned 65 and for those who receive SSDI as long as they've received it for 24 months. And their lifetime limits, their copays, premiums, deductibles, just like there would be for any insurance. And it's important to note that there's no long-term care component to this type of benefit with Medicare. Many clients come in and they say they need long-term care, and they're hopeful that their Medicare insurance will cover that, and sometimes it's a shock that it doesn't. But the thing to remember here is that it's not a means-tested benefit. So if we had a beneficiary who we knew would only always be on SSDI or a retirement Social Security benefit, and they're eligible for Medicare, neither one of those are means tested at all, do you think that they would need a special needs trust? Would we need to be doing special needs trust planning for them? What do y'all think? What's the answer in the crowd? Always, yes, early, often, and always, absolutely. So it's true, because they're on SSDI now, which is a non-means-tested benefit, doesn't mean that they might be eligible for a means-tested governmental benefit in the future. We just mentioned that Medicare doesn't have a long-term care component to it. But what does? Long-term care Medicaid would have a long-term care component to it that would offer the coverage that they need if they find themselves in a facility, and it is a means-tested governmental benefit. So even though we've got a beneficiary who may just be on non-means-tested benefits at the current time, we never know what the future may hold. So contrast that with the means-tested benefit that we're going to talk about today, and that's Supplemental Security Income. It's a federal cash assistance program. It is means-tested. That means that the government's looking very carefully at the asset and income level of the individual who's applying for the benefit. And there's a monthly cap involved. So the maximum amount that a single person would receive who's eligible for SSI would be $783 a month, hardly enough to cover all of the needs that they have. If it's a married couple, then the cap would be $1,175 a month. So that $783 is supposed to provide the minimum level of income that the individual would need to cover their food, clothing, and shelter. Very meager indeed. And remembering that that is a means-tested benefit. Now, if you want to know more about SSI, just please go to page 11 of the paper. But the most important thing to me about SSI is that it links up with Medicaid in Texas. So if we're eligible for SSI, we're automatically eligible for Medicaid in Texas. And that's going to give them the coverage that they need. Some more components of SSI. To be eligible, a person has to be age 65 or older or blind or disabled. They have to be a U.S. citizen or a qualified alien, which sometimes comes as a shock to people. You'll learn more about benefits for non-citizens tomorrow with Terry Garrett's speech. So you have to be a U.S. citizen or qualified alien and not a resident of a public institution.